Right, how do you start this interview? I'm here with Captain Marvel, Kirsty Chambers, and head coach Luke Podmore. We've won the treble. What a goal, Kirsty, to win it.
Yeah, well, can't even put it into words, really, can you? I just did what we did. We knew it was going to be a tough task with them being in the league above. It's good getting a good idea, obviously, of what we're going to be up against next year, but we've just proved that we can beat them, so bring on next season, we're ready to do it again.
Yeah, I mean, there was three sort of, let's call them scruffy-ish goals, but I mean, yours and Jess's were absolute exosets that if you're going to win a trophy, they were the sort of goals that deserve to win it, but I think we just had the better of them on the day there, Luke.
Yeah, I think anyone watching that game, you know, in terms of football inside, I think we definitely played the better football. We definitely created the opportunities from open play. Like I say, we knew they were strong at set pieces, and that was, you know, our downfall at times. But, you know, without those two set pieces, I don't really think they caused us too many problems. So yeah, I'm really happy with the team's performance. And we were true to ourselves. We played our game, and it's won the cup final and won us a treble. So,
I mean, you probably have these conversations at the beginning of the season. You're thinking that these things in the back of your mind, but you know, when you do it, it's another thing, isn't it? Because I mean, it means that every plan you put in place has worked, and every training session's been worth it, and all these rainy Wednesdays that you've had to put up with. I mean, it's a glorious day here today, and that's the sort of benefit and payback you get.
This is all what it comes down to. All that work, all the hard work the players put in, like say those rainy nights, snowy nights. You know, even when it was snowing, we didn't call it off. We still carried on and did work inside. All pays off on days like today, and I think anyone watching that game today could see the two sides, the difference in the fitness, the difference in the discipline was just outstanding. So yeah.
Yeah, they started well. I thought they almost had the better of the first half, although we were 2-1 up. But from about 35 minutes in, they looked like they were getting tired, and we started to use our sort of nous against them, and our playing against them just to outfox them, really.
Yeah, definitely. We knew that like at half time, that was our thought. We knew that first half, playing football personally for our team, that's not the standard that we normally play at, and we knew that we had to put it right in the second half. But going in 2-1, still playing not the best we can play, and we knew if we came out and stepped up another level, then we could get the result that we wanted.
And we certainly did. I mean, it's a nice surface. I was wondering before we came out here today, at the end of the season, on a pitch of a lower league club. But it's a little bit bobbly, but there's a lot of grass and it's a nice surface.
Yeah, I think the venue, and that's one thing we are going to feedback to the league, this venue is a brilliant venue today. Obviously, the weather's made it quite dry, but there's a lot of grass on it. It made, you know, it set up for a good game of football. And we, at times, like you say, did really pass it around and really put on a bit of a show. So it was good.
So all we have to do next season is win the FA Cup, and then we're better this season.
Yeah, I don't think we're setting that as a target. You know, yeah, I think maybe the FA Cup this year was one thing that we could have done a little bit better in. But we all, you know, next year's a new year, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I mean, what a terrific day we've all had. Thanks very much for the entertainment that you've given us, and all the terrific goals, Kirsty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Neil.